Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Democrats are trying to push through their partisan social spending bill, Republicans are attempting to adjourn for the day. As nobody knows what's in the social spending bill or its impact on inflation, Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy was on Fox News early Friday morning, urging Americans to call their leaders and tell them to slow down until more can be digested of what's in the partisan bill.
And my fear is it's back to what Speaker Pelosi said in the past. You have to pass the bill to know what's in it. And that's why we need everybody to call the Democratic members, to tell them to slow this down. Let people know what's in it, because what's in it is amnesty for 10 million illegals. You've got 87,000 new IRS agents to target you. If you make $28 a day or spend it, they're coming after you. It raises our taxes, and it really makes it America uncompetitive. China wins in this bill.
We'll let you know what happens on this Friday. We are USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As many news outlets have called the New Jersey governor's race from Tuesday, the Republican candidate says, hold the phone. Not all votes have been counted yet in the very close election.
Republican candidate for New Jersey governor Jack Cittarelli is responding to media reports calling the election for Governor Phil Murphy.
Currently, Governor Murphy and I are separated by about 1% after 2.4 million ballots counted. There are still tens of thousands of vote-by-mail and provisional ballots yet to be counted. No one should be declaring victory or conceding the election until every legal vote is counted.
Cittarelli posting that video on Twitter Thursday, and also his campaign putting out a fundraising appeal asking for money. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A contract between the Biden administration and Emergent BioSolutions, a vaccine contractor who has struggled with production failures during the pandemic, has been canceled. The contract was worth $600 million. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On Tuesday's elections in New Jersey, the number two Democrat and Senate President Steve Sweeney was defeated by Republican truck driver Ed Durr. He tells Fox News the victory was not his doing, but the people of New Jersey were voting loud and clear in the Democrat stronghold.
I believe it needed to be done. We have been ignored, and the voice of the people was heard. This was clearly a repudiation on Governor Murphy when all across the state, people were elected. It wasn't just myself. And it wasn't done by me. It was done by the people. I didn't unseat him. He unseated himself by his lack of doing his job. He chose not to stand up to Governor Murphy, and the people were not going to accept that. So they decided, if you don't want to do your job, we're going to take your job away from you. Well, I can't speak on the Democratic group, but I can say that it was a clear message that when people come out and vote, their voices can be heard, and that's all I ask people to do is come out and vote. I just want to make New Jersey more affordable, make it a better place for everybody to live in, for families, because ultimately it's become one of the most exodus states in the country, and separation of your families is just ridiculous, because my kids are here, my grandkids are here, and I just want to be able to live my life and enjoy things.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's how we roll, and we thank you that you're rolling along with us. You think about the waste and the frustration that has occurred because we want to see things according to our own eyes, and we're paying a big price for this. But I believe America is starting to measure the past experiences and realizing that we cannot do this on our own. That when we do it on our own, that's when we mess up, we complicate things, and everything gets to be very costly at every measure. Our next guest has taken a bit of this to heart. He says, do what is right, not what is easy. Often we find that out the hard way, right? There is a challenge when you choose to do what is right. And if anybody has taken this message, I mentioned our next guest, Rick Hull, has done this over his 25 years as senior pastor at Capital Christian Center in Sacramento. Rick has been an active ally for social justice, taking a hands-on approach to issues of racial reconciliation and homelessness in his community, as well as serving countries all around the world by leading teams through global mission work. Rick Hull, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on today.
Okay, so this idea, I mean, you looked around there in Sacramento, you said, look, we got lots of problems here, and I can either choose to be part of the solution or just add to the problem. But by the grace of God, you decided to do it God's way, right?
We're trying.
Yeah.
Now, the homelessness issue is just elevating all around the country, here in our community, just the same. And with that, our leaders in our city are looking at it, trying to find ways to help. It seems like as much as money is available and a lot of money is being thrown at homelessness, it's getting worse instead of better.
Right.
So it's really quite a challenge to figure out what the solutions are.
Well, Rick, when you look historically, the church has led the front on these issues like this and has been very successful. The challenges, like you mentioned, when we get the federal government into it, it's a one-size-fits-all kind of deal, and homelessness, I mean, as you understand now, I mean, people think, oh, it's just people without a home. I mean, there's lots of reasons that they don't. I mean, there's addiction involved. There's mental issues you deal with. Something rather profound here recently that we all witnessed, or at least most of us did, for the mayoral race in New York. A friend of ours who was one of the candidates, he was the founder of the Guardian Angels there in New York, Curtis Sliwa, and he met up with a rather embittered homeless person, and the person was really upset and angry and everything, and Curtis, by God's grace and mercy, and also by his heart, because I knew his heart, I just asked the guy, I said, are you okay? He just asked him, he said, are you okay?
Yeah.
And this guy, who was one moment very angry, and you thought, what, you know, you're either going to punch this guy in the nose or, you know, there's going to be some deal. And Curtis had the grace and compassion just to talk to him like a human being and just ask him if he was okay. And that question, Rick, just, you know, next thing you know, here's this very angry man and he's in tears. Because suddenly he has a brother humanoid across from him who just is interested in his issue.
Yeah. I think that's really the message of the book that I found. My experience became a story. And I lived for a couple of weeks among the homeless just to try to find out what it's like. What are people going through? What got them here? And if you find yourself homeless, where do you go? What's the avenue of hope?
Yes.
And what happened for me, I didn't expect it started to affect me in a way that I found more compassion for the people that were broken living on the street than I had before. It's easy to be dismissive, like, hey, they got a problem. They made their own problem. They should figure out how to get out of it and get a job and living off my taxes. And I fought all those things. And there's probably truth to a lot of it, but they don't have something in them. It's just been kind of drained out of them to find hope.
Yes.
So what you just described, your friend who just humanized that homeless person that was angry and had a conversation with them, made such an impact. That's what I found is just when I took the time to sit down with a homeless person and ask them what was happening, how did they get there, I began to find compassion for them that I didn't have before those moments. So I think that's part of what my hope is, that if we can, one person at a time, try to humanize the broken people that are around us and not stigmatize them. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of issues, but one heart at a time, if we can.
Exactly. Yeah.
Find a path, we might be able to make a difference.
Well, in your book, Incarnate, Jesus Among the Broken, I mean, this is how you approach it. And this is also, you know, the challenge of that saying, do what is right, not what is easy. Homelessness is very dynamic. As you said, there's lots of moving parts here. There's lots of reasons. It's not like you go and you talk to one homeless person. You say, oh, I got it all figured out.
Yeah, for sure.
Each one has their own story, don't they?
They do. You described it, too, with mental illness. That's the hardest part to help. People really need some professional care at that level. The addictive behaviors, you know, that's what tears a lot of people down with drug or alcohol addictions. And they sometimes burn bridges with their family and such and need some rehab help, which is available. There are places that can really make a difference in people that have gotten to that level. And there's some people that are just close to the margins. You know, it's paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
And lose a job if they don't have family to help come alongside. Some of those people are there, too. They're probably easier to help because they've got more of their faculties and such. So that all these layers are out there, and there's probably different levels of solutions, you know, that would make a difference for the various layers. There is not a one-size-fits-all, that's for sure.
Exactly. Has the local government been a help or a hindrance for you?
Well, recently, we're actually in relationship with our county leaders. One of the things that I feel like is a challenge, we have so much division in how we're operating in our country. There's a lot of division between the government and even faith communities. So what I'm trying to do is build bridges and even humanize the governmental leaders. And we're meeting together with our county leaders. We have a piece of property where our church is that's vacant right now, 4 acres. We're in conversation about putting some tiny homes, starting with about 50. If we could put 50 tiny homes there,
wow.
They have the money. The county government, they have the money to do it. We have the manpower. We've got the people that have a heart. And I think if we could marry the two, money by itself is not going to solve this problem.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be another person come alongside and work with the person, you know, individually. We've got job training available. We have some of the addictive behaviors, you know, to help them get free. Some of that's available. There needs to be a partnership between some of the governmental funding sources and then the nonprofits and the human side of it, where there's a big heart to care. Yeah. I'm hopeful that we can find partnerships instead of stay divided.
Exactly. Well, this is an all-hands-on-deck kind of issue. These are our fellow human beings. These are our neighbors right here in our community that we're talking about here. Reverend Rick Cole of Capital Christian Center is with us. His latest book, his brand new book, Incarnate, Jesus Among the Broken. He tells us more on the other side of the break. Stay with us right now. We're about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, along with these great interviews, by the way, great guests that we have. They're there in the archive. Download them for free, our gift to you, because we're givers. That's the way we roll. And, you know, share them with your friends. Tell people about the show that it's not about 8-second sound bites. We want to advance and enlarge your intellect, your knowledge, your awareness of what's going on, not only in your community, but around the world. As we were talking earlier with Reverend Rick Cole, senior pastor at the Capital Christian Center in Sacramento, author of the book Incarnate, Jesus Among the Broken, historically, the church has been the one. I say historically, not in our modern era, but before the government intruded, because supposedly there had to be this separation of church and state and all the other false arguments about that particular issue and how they've confused things, and really have not been effective. I mean, when you think about the war on poverty alone, Rick, since 1964, this was a political answer for a question really that was kind of dubious, and it was more motivated about getting the vote than it was about really solving the problem. But, you know, we probably have invested over $30 trillion since that was introduced. $30 trillion of the people's money. Think about that. And what do we have? And what do we have for it? I mean, we barely have moved the needle, if at all. And where before, like I said, the church was very effective in doing this. I mean, God set this up. You know, Jesus himself said directly, you know, as you do unto the least of these. And this is just one segment of the least of these in our communities. People who are hurting, and they see churches and they see church steeples and think, you know, instinctively, even though they're not Christians, but instinctively in their heart, they're saying, well, they're supposed to have the answer. But it's like, you know, the lights are out and nobody's home.
Yeah. Man, you're describing the reality of what we face, and it seems sometimes overwhelming. I think sometimes that problem seems so large we get paralyzed to, like, man, I don't know what to do. How do we solve it? One of the things I've looked at in that conversation of how big the problem is, someone told me about the starfish that get washed up on the beach and they need to get back in the water to survive. And somebody's walking along, throwing one in at a time, and the person walking by says, man, what are you doing? Like, you can't solve this problem. There's so many. And he's like, well, I solved it for that one.
Right.
And I think that's kind of the way to look at it for me right now. What can I do for that one in front of me? If I solve it for that one, what about the next one? And it's not just me, all of us working together. I still look back to your comment on your friend there who talked to that homeless person and it affected them deeply. It's just that one that can make a difference in that moment. So I think that's the message really I feel in my heart I'm trying to spread a little bit is the problem is massive. When we look at it and describe it, it's overwhelming. Like, I feel overwhelmed.
Yes.
But what can I do? What's right in front of me today?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, and the next question I have, Rick, is how about the other churches in the community? You're building bridges. You're building bridges to political figures. Are you building bridges to the other churches to say, look at, you know, if we share the load here, we can, you know, that's another starfish that we're putting back into the water there. Are you getting any cooperation from local churches that you're partnering up with?
Yes, we're finding that to be true as well. We have a winter shelter program where we organized about 30 churches that all agreed to work together. And our winter season isn't real severe, but it gets severe enough with cold and rain.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we bus homeless people from downtown, about 100 to 150, to a church at night where they just open spaces, give them a place to sleep, feed them a hot meal, have volunteers there to interact with them, breakfast in the morning, and then they bus back downtown. They can function in the day, but the nights are challenging.
Exactly.
So we organized 30 churches that would help cooperate with that winter shelter program and successfully housed over 100 homeless people. And again, that's, you know, it's not nearly the taking care of the whole need, but it is doing what we can for the people in front of us. So we found cooperation with a number of churches. We can only, you know, work at doing that all the more. It's certainly necessary.
Well, this is something that God's placed on your heart and in your community. And I trust that God will, continue. Because where he guides, he provides. We know that. And, I'm excited to hear your story and what you're doing. I think this should be an encouragement to other communities. I mean, you're talking 100 people here, but, homelessness, I know in Los Angeles, in Southern California, where I came from, I think it's up to about 70, 80,000 homeless people.
Yeah.
And the last time I was there, Rick, I mean, I used to drive into downtown L.A. where, I did a radio show every night. And when I went through my old stomping grounds, and I'm looking over the overpasses there on the 101 freeway, and I'm seeing tents, scattered, not even underneath, the shelters. I mean, just, above, which was, it's really heartbreaking when you think about it.
Well, they've now actually made tents along the sidewalks at Venice Beach, right on the beach.
Yes.
In tourist areas, it's spreading in really concerning, no doubt.
Well, and the thing is, you speak of it. I know people, oh, my goodness, it's a tourist area. Well, God has a way of you may want to turn your head and not see, but God has a way of bringing it to your attention whether you like it or not, right?
That's really good. It's a wake-up call. Right
yeah,
there.
Exactly. So even the tourists, I mean, they have to be touched by this and appreciate that, these are fellow humanoids for whatever reason, but for the grace of God, there could be you or I, in that situation, out of money, living paycheck to paycheck. And, certainly what happened in this era of COVID, people's loss of jobs and, the government tried to fund this stuff. But that's kind of a dangerous anecdote. Whenever the government gets involved, they give you kind of a false impression of, that you may be taken care of for that one meal or maybe even a year's worth of meals. But then what happens after that?
Exactly. No, it's so true. We have to somehow engage. And my experience being with people that were homeless, among them, what happened to me is I started seeing the value as I talked with people, find out their story. Even some people that were so broken, close to that mental illness edge, I still could see that there's a soul that's made in God's image, and what was intended has been stripped away. But is there a way to start feeding some of that back in so that they can find the value that really they've been created to possess? And it changed me. Like, I see them differently. I have compassion. I feel like I can't help every single one I come across. But just the fact that I care about them in my heart has been transformational. Mm-hmm. And I found, as I share my experience with others, that we all have that in us to care.
Yes, we do. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm finding that is really being latched on to. I'm encouraged, actually, by how we can spread the love and spread the value. Jesus came to me. The whole intent of the book, Incarnate, it's kind of a theological word. Jesus came incarnate into human form as God. And he gets me. Like, he experienced my life, and he took my burden. He didn't say to me, hey, you got a problem, why don't you fix it?
Right.
He said, you got a problem, let me fix it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And now he elevates me out of my problem where I can become what he wants me to be. So what happened to me, I was telling a friend my story, and they said that word to me. They said one word, incarnate. I'm like, well, what do you mean? They said, well, that's what you did. You went incarnate into the homeless person's world.
Yes.
And it actually affected me. It started helping me see Jesus different. Like, wow, look what he did for me.
Exactly.
What can I do when there's broken people around me? I don't want to push them away. Jesus didn't push me away. He came to broken people to heal them and help them. How can I come along among some broken people, and what can I do to help heal their hurt and find a new path for them?
Yeah, you got to bring Jesus right into the situation because he is the answer. We're incapable, Rick. But obviously, God is using you. His hand of blessing is upon you and your ministry and these other pastors that are coming alongside. And we just pray with you. We agree that, even the political figures would come into agreement to be a solution here. They would be the hands and the heart of Jesus Christ himself, because that is the power of the incarnate Jesus, is it not?
It's really true.
Without a doubt.
Hearing that too. Yeah.
Reverend Rick Cole, senior pastor at the Capital Christian Center in Sacramento, his book will be linked on our website, Thank you, Rick. Take care. God bless.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Democrats are trying to push through their partisan social spending bill, Republicans are attempting to adjourn for the day. As nobody knows what's in the social spending bill or its impact on inflation, Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy was on Fox News early Friday morning urging Americans to call their leaders and tell them to slow down until more can be digested of what's in the partisan bill.
And my fear is it's back to what Speaker Pelosi said in the past. You have to pass the bill to know what's in it. And that's why we need everybody to call the Democratic members, to tell them to slow this down. Let people know what's in it, because what's in it is amnesty for 10 million illegals. You've got 87,000 new IRS agents to target you. If you make $28 a day or spend it, they're coming after you. It raises our taxes, and it really makes it America uncompetitive. China wins in this bill.
We'll let you know what happens on this Friday. We are USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Here. Good to have you with us. Great to have Lou Euler. Yes, the founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. He joins us now. And Lou, we're all celebrating the rebirth of common sense. Thank you very much. The Commonwealth of Virginia.
No, absolutely. And the New York City election confirmed that people not only want their schools back, but their streets back and calm and stop shooting and that sort of thing. So a historic America is restoring itself.
This seems, although, you know, this wasn't a national election of sorts, but it did have national consequences, which the vice president had suggested in Virginia in saying that what happened at this election would have impact on 2022 and 2024 and beyond, she said.
No, that's absolutely right. And then the president, of course, flees off to Glasgow, Scotland, to the so-called science and climate change conference, looking for change and looking for support. But that's as disastrous based on what those claimed scientists are challenging us with. And we cannot afford to wreck America's and the world's economy in pursuit of this crazy science.
Exactly. And the president had to suspend reality and understanding that when America left the Paris Accord, because there was no there, America, look what it did in terms of carbon emissions. I mean, we were the only ones that could, but Joe Biden didn't even want to take that to the conference to even brag about how well America had done with carbon emissions during the period of time since leaving the Paris Accord, but what he wanted to do was offer an apology. Are you kidding me? For being good at it? I mean, for being great compared to everybody else?
Well, and then the conflict on his actions here is just unbelievable. He first dumps our pipeline, our oil pipeline with Canada, and then approves the gas pipeline between Russia and Western Europe, and it's just crazy stuff. And what we got to have is some restoration of the nuclear facilities. Wind and solar are so undependable, as our recent Texas experience confirmed. So we've got to think about wrecking the world's economy and the U.S. economy if we follow the wrong policies with regard to carbons in the future.
And the indication is already there. I mean, look what happened. We're in one moment. We're energy independent. We're, you know, a couple bucks a gallon. Now we're paying what, $1.50, $1.75 on average California. It's incredible. Somebody sent me a picture of the gas tank. It was like over $7 a gallon there. It's just absolutely absurd what you're dealing with there on the West Coast. And, you know, for this federal government, for Joe Biden, it's nothing worse. You know, with Donald Trump, it was about, he felt the pain of, you know, the forgotten man and woman, the men and women who are on a fixed income, the poor class of our country, that this hits them square. I mean, this isn't discretionary money. I mean, this is a hard hit when we're paying more for energy. And Joe Biden single-handedly says, no, we don't need to be energy independent. And now he's going to Saudi Arabia begging for them to, you know, open up the spigot, and going to Russia, believe it or not. I mean, this is so absurd, all brought to you by the Democratic Party and Joe Biden.
Yes, no, absolutely. And those in our country who are trying to buy off big dollar interests with subsidies and handouts for electric cars and all the rest of the stuff. You know, if we go back and look at what Steve Koonin, a certifiable expert on climate, said in his new book, Unsettled, What Climate Science Tells Us and What It Doesn't, he has reflected that the rate of global sea rise has been increasing over the last 50 years. That's what the climate change people, but it doesn't mention that it was rapidly decreasing 90 years before and strongly decreasing for 40 years. So we're predicating a lot of this potential wrecking of our economy and the world's economy on false science. And we've got to get away from that. And the science job corps that Biden has been suggesting will cost us $500 billion. It's crazy stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Lou, not a big surprise here. I mean, they've used this typical model, you know, for COVID. And look at the numbers they gave us. What was going to happen? Yeah. All the devastation. Al Gore and the progressives on the left have been citing, you know, climate change. I mean, to the degree that Biden and Democrats say that is the number one issue that we're dealing with. I mean, we're not talking China. We're not talking Russia. I mean, we're saying that climate change is more significant than these, you know, these imminent threats that are around us. I mean, this doesn't make sense whatsoever. We do that and we take our eye off the ball as if we don't already, when you have our military so twisted in knots over critical race theory. although they tried to say they're not doing it. I mean, like Terry McAuliffe said, well, we're not teaching, you know, critical race theory in Virginia schools. But then when you go to, you know, their website and you see there the Board of Education in Virginia clearly says that they're teaching critical race theory. And even the generals tried to tell us that they weren't training, you know, downline officers and military soldiers in critical race theory. But boy, when you talk to the downline and you talk to the soldiers themselves, they say, well, not so. You better believe we're being trained according to critical race theory.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And so when you put that together with the absence of police on the streets and further of the scientific falsities that have come out, by way of example, some of these lefties have indicated that the sea may rise as much as 20 feet by 2100. Mm-hmm. But that latest assessment is just absurd because it will rise only, the experts indicate, only by 1 to 3 feet during that time. And it's very doubtful to me that Barack and Michelle Obama would have purchased a waterfront home at Martha's Vineyard if they had believed that it was going to rise and take their home away. So actions by them are stronger than the words of the left.
Well, and that continues. I mean, you know, they're of that mindset that, it's rules for thee, but not for me. And whether we're talking COVID, we're talking, our immigration, right on down the line. I mean, this ruling elite has become so arrogant that, they can't hear, they don't want to hear what came out of Virginia. But I'm telling you, Virginia's just the beginning, Lou. I see this red wave of common sense, as you often refer to it as, spreading, you know, to all 50 states, the other 49 states of the country, and look for something magnificent to take place in 22 and 24. But it's up to the leaders and those that we elect. We've got to hold them accountable to make sure, in fact, that they follow through on these common sense conservative values that reins in big government and brings we the people back in charge, back in that rightful authority position that they, by our Constitution, are designed to have.
You're absolutely right. It is restoring common sense, the basis for our nation's founding and growth, average citizens working. Look at the Build Big Better, or whatever they call that silly thing. They want to replace tax credits with tax handouts to families that aren't working.
He's the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler. Lou, the website.
Yes, limittaxes.org. Join us in restoring America.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We
offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We've got Michael Monroy, the Coalition's Director for Libra Initiative Virginia, a nonpartisan, nonprofit grassroots organization. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.
Well, Michael, you're there in Virginia. You're very well aware of what was going on inside and out. Give us your perspective of what happened on election day there in Virginia.
Libre endorsed Glenn Youngkin for governor a few weeks before Election Day, but even prior to that, Libre has always been very active and engaged in the Hispanic community across Virginia. And for a while, we had been hearing that for a lot of Latino voters that life was getting too expensive in Virginia. In other words, the prices of groceries going up, the prices of gasoline getting too high, the prices of housing getting too high. Life is just unaffordable in Virginia. And based off these issues and education and the quality and affordability of health care, the table issues, the Latino yes. community had enough of the past over 10 years of same party rule in Richmond. And, they rejected that and they voted for change. Glenn Youngkin was at change on election night. And you know what? I think even beyond just Virginia, I think it's also a sign that, people are rejecting the Washington-style approach of, big government solutions. There was a lot of folks trying to tie it to other things from the past, but the folks just wanted a solution to what was happening to them in their everyday lives and the education of their sons and daughters. And the Latino community turned out, and I think the Latino votes helped Youngkin in certain big population areas of Virginia, which is very interesting and something for a lot of folks to consider and analyze for other races across the country.
Well, people are realizing the Hispanic vote is not a monolithic vote, and this is where they greatly misunderstand this. I got to tell you, Michael, you know, being Hispanic myself, you know, people make comments, go, well, Martinez, you know, you should be more liberal, you know, and it's not the way I was raised. You know, I believe in common sense. I mean, just like these, as you say, these tabletop issues that Latinos in Virginia saw, you know, that their kids were not being educated properly. You know, Hispanic our endemic culture is such that it's so family oriented that when you start teaching our kids things that are anti-family, we got a problem. Things that are anti-business. I mean, look at Latinos in their nature are very entrepreneurish, and they run many of the small businesses. They see what's going on, and they want to be aligned with governments and with elected officials that support small business. And clearly, what was happening with the Democratic Party, they were the exact antithesis, and it came out so clear. And we can thank Terry McAuliffe for kind of opening the door to allow us to see the underbelly of the Democratic Party when he made that statement, because at the very heart of that statement, that parents have no business in being involved in the classrooms, was quite telling. It was not just about classrooms, but it was about everything that had to do with the American way of life, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, Latinos come from very diverse backgrounds, diverse countries. They've had different experiences, but yeah, as you said, the Latino community is not monolithic. They're diverse in their opinions. You know, they also vote based off the tabletop issues. But what's key here is that when a political campaign brings that message directly to the community and actually engages the community, and especially with through what Lieber did, you know, our comparative advantage here is that we work with the Latino community all year round. We're not a political campaign. We normally don't get involved in endorsing candidates, but we saw that the issues here were too big. The yes. community was hit hard. I mean, everyone immigrated to Virginia from a lot of different Central American and South American countries. It's not right that they have to immigrate to another state because it's more affordable from Virginia, right? And yeah, I mean, education is very important. You know, reaching the American dream is important to all Latinos. That's a fact. And for their son or daughter to reach a better, place in life with through good education is key here, and Virginia's has kind of been lacking in educational opportunity and options compared to other states. And yeah, like you said, that comment from McAuliffe that parents should not have a say in what's taught in schools, and even beyond what's being taught in schools, but the option to send their kids to a public school, a private school, a charter school, or a micropods. There's lots of different styles of education that Latino parents especially have had their eyes open to through forced disruption, right, through the pandemic when we all had to stay at home. So a lot of families, a lot of parents are waking up, especially on the education front, which was a big issue this election. And we hope that, you know, that can translate into good policies to reform education in Virginia so more families, more children can have a shot at the American dream and through the best education for them.
Well, Michael, you were there, so you saw the groundswell as it was starting to build, and the timing couldn't have been much better, because here it is, it culminated on election night, where it was apparent a tsunami was taking place. And, you know, hopefully what started in Virginia will not stay in Virginia, that it'll go outside the bounds, as, you know, the vice president had suggested that what happened in Virginia was going to have effects in 2022, the midterms, 2024. And she went on to say, and beyond. I thought that was quite prophetic and one of the few times I could agree with anything she said.
Yeah, you know, the election was a game changer here. Again, the Latino vote was key to Youngkin's victory. I think even some other articles I read that even the Asian votes was key to Youngkin's victory. So the minority vote was a game changer here in Virginia, in those big population centers of Northern Virginia, the Richmond area, Virginia Beach. Youngkin may not have won certain counties, but he drove his margins up and lowered
yes, exactly.
his margins. And that plus the votes from other parts of Virginia that normally would vote red was the key here. So, yeah, I mean, lots of lessons to be taken from this. And I think a wake-up call for Washington. You know, they've been spending a lot of time debating lots of solutions that government is here to solve. When it comes to infrastructure, they talk a lot about building, repairing roads and bridges. But that almost $5 trillion infrastructure plan has only 5% of it is dedicated to traditional infrastructure. A lot of partisan projects that have nothing to do with roads and bridges and fixing the lives of Latino families here in Virginia, those tabletop issues. There's a big disconnect here. So I think
exactly.
I'm sure that in Washington and White House and in Congress, they've been analyzing this since yesterday. I'm sure if I was smart, I would chart a new course. I would try to.
We're not seeing that though, Michael. We're seeing just the opposite, that they want to double down. I mean, let's face it. It started out when you look at what the Democrats are doing. I mean, they tried to sell this during to their own party members during the primaries, and they could only get about 30% of the people to go along with it. Well, then they carry it through they kind of soft pedal it in the general election. So you already knew what they were going to do. So what they could only get 30% of their own party, they've been pushing on the rest of the country. And what we saw in Virginia is a clear rejection of what the Democrats are trying to sell. And Virginia, like much of America, says we're not buying it.
Yeah, during these few weeks leading up to Election Day through Libre, I was a part of a big team of volunteers, of activists, not only in Virginia, from across the country. We knocked on thousands of doors in these key big Latino population areas. We made thousands of phone calls, and we heard the same from everyone. We talked to them in English and Spanish, and I think here the key is we talked to them in Spanish, but the fact that we reached out to them, Latinos are open to hearing different viewpoints, and if they speak English, but they don't speak it too well, but they're able to then hear the message in Spanish, and then they agree with us. I mean, they turned out. I mean, I knocked on many doors. I remember knocking on one door 2 days before Election Day in Manassas, Virginia, which is a big Latino-heavy area. Mm-hmm. And this man told me that he's a Democrat. He's always voted Democrat. But, when Nicole talked about that quote about parents and I haven't seen in the school system.
Oh, yeah, mine.
He says, I was voting for Young. I'm planning to vote for Young. And I've never done that before. I don't consider myself a Republican. But, education is important to me. He had his little daughter with him in the driveway. And that to me was an eye opener. And it's different from what you hear in the media or what you read in the news. But when you're out in the communities talking in English and Spanish, key here, it's an eye opening experience. And I think again, when campaigns engage these communities, that can make a difference. And that's what happened in Virginia.
Well, as you said, Hispanics came out in numbers, and that's what we heard time and again, Michael, as well, is that Democrats, voting Republican for the first time. But, the deal was, is that, again, what I hope that voters realize is what they heard from Terry McAuliffe was his heart. It's the heart of the Democratic Party, and that is that they know better from cradle to grave. They want to control everything about your life. They don't want you involved in any decision. And when it comes to our kids, certainly, they don't want, they don't want parents involved with our kids' education either. They have the arrogance to say that they know better. And here we are. I mean, they know so much better that our educational system ranks, about 27th, 28th in the world. I mean, that's how good they're doing. And we need to entrust them with our kids on top of that.
Yeah, our kids, they have unique abilities, unique traits. Each child is unique, and the way that they learn is unique, and we our education system needs to reflect that. And again, that the pandemic, the pandemic itself was bad, the pandemic did produce new types of educational options that were temporary. Hopefully we can pass some reforms to make those different options that were made temporary during the pandemic permanent so parents can choose. And then beyond that, more economic educational opportunity for our students.
Well, without a doubt, and we've seen, Michael Monroy, that Hispanics have significantly shifted toward the Republican Party since 2017. They make up, 9.6% of the population in Virginia, 5.5% of eligible voters. And in the last 20 years, the Hispanic population in Virginia has grown 22%. That is hugely significant. Again, we appreciate the time. He's the Coalition's Director for Libre Initiative Virginia. Michael Monroy has been our guest. Thank you, Michael. Godspeed. Take care.
Hey. Thanks so much. You too.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
But
good news.
produced. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads, they provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Honorary.